Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, it's a big weekend out in the garden world. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are a gardening show. We've compiled this excellent superhero list, basically, of garden specialists, knowledge specialists, experts to help answer any gardening question you've got. So we, the way we did it, we rounded up all these awesome people from all these different amazing garden centers, family-owned garden centers, really destination spaces all over the city. Just to let you know who those people are, Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy, Plants for All Seasons, which special treat. Sherry is here with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And Enchanted Forest and Gardens, Danny Linderman will be in later today. So we're back to our kind of traditional, you know, two pros and me sort of scenario. We were doing our live fun thing. Okay. Last two, but not least, you know, Home Show Garden Pro Co-op members, Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood and Arborgate and Tomball. Okay. So we're back. We're back in studio. We're live here on, what's today called? I know this, Good Friday was yesterday. Monday, Thursday was Thursday. Today's Earth Day?
It's Saturday and springtime.
Monday's Earth Day, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Monday's Earth Day. Tomorrow's Easter. You know, I guess.
Monday's Earth Day.
Is that right, or is it today?
I don't know. I'm telling you, springtime in the nursery business, it's just a springtime day.
Yeah, just it's another work day.
Oh, it's terrible.
No, it's, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yes.
It's and we all should be planting. We all should be getting plants in the ground.
It's absolutely amazing outside is what
today
it is.
Today is going to be gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, gorgeous. So we just finished our birthday celebration.
So yes, now, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was fun. That was 6 weeks of super fun, live shows, classes, education, you know, just good times.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the busiest season, too. So really, we made sure. So we are going to give away that $1,000 birthday cash later in the show. So stay tuned for that. Find out if you're the winner. Who knows? You know, anybody. Not you.
I know I'm not the winner.
Yeah, you're not. Sherry's not. She
darn.
She didn't even put in her name.
I wasn't allowed.
Well, you're not eligible to win, but you could have put your name in there. No, you already have your information, too, so that's good. So yeah, we're here. Answering gardening questions. So we'll start giving garden advice before we start answering questions.
Okay.
Just because it's great to really kind of prime the pump, you know. Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons is here with me. Sherry, what do you feel like your strengths are garden expert wise? I mean, to me, it's like, you know, really it's kind of soils, the soil health, the root depth, you know, stuff like that, how to improve soils.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that you have a unique strength in like a handling weeds.
Yeah. And I was going to talk about that. Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Handling all problems. So the solutions.
Gotcha.
To the gardening part. You know, anybody. Sure. Not anybody. You have to be talented to put together.
Oh, nice. Got a little,
nice.
little
music.
Jingle. Yeah. Wait, I thought we were going to play that under Sherry's. You have to be talented. Beep, beep, beep. Sherry, I'll do the music.
But landscape design, not my forte.
Gotcha.
Right? And I could tell you all the plants that can grow there. But where I shine is plant health.
Okay. So you heard it, folks. Plant health questions. Plant health.
No matter what the plant. Could be a lawn, a tree, a flower, an orchid. Plant health.
Oh, I was saying, I thought you were going to continue listing plants.
Oh,
you
I know? Could keep going all
shrubs,
day.
Shrubs, prairie grasses. No, awesome. Well, so that, I mean, really, when it comes down to it, almost every question that you have is plant health related.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry can help you out. So that's it's good news for the listener.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you have some very specific knowledge on weeds, not just identifying, but kind of what they're telling us. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is just, it's such a cool reality that the weeds indicate something to us.
Yes,
we can try to get rid of them, but we can also learn before we do that.
I know I frustrate a bunch of people on a daily basis because they'll bring their weed in.
Right.
And I'll go through the whole spiel of why it's there. And they go, well, what can I use to kill it?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, you know, Danny and I can tell you there is a solution a chemical solution to every problem.
Absolutely.
But just like your health, if there was something else you could do so you wouldn't have to take a medicine, wouldn't you do it?
Yeah. I mean, what you're describing is that whole like symptom problem deal.
Let's stop treating the symptoms and let's get down to the root of the problem.
And in that situation, the symptom goes away.
Exactly.
If I got a cough,
without a chemical.
Right. I got a cough. I'm taking super hardcore cough drops that, you know, give me a headache.
Yeah.
And I start taking headache medicine to get rid of the headache. And then I'm drowsy all the time because those two medicines together make me drowsy.
Right.
Well, all I really need to do was, you know, start taking an herbal tea for my allergy.
Sure.
Something like that. You know, it's just like that. You get rid of the problem that's – you get rid of the actual issues that's causing these symptoms.
Right.
And you really don't have to deal then with the symptoms.
Right. Exactly.
No, that's great. See, that's the kind of thinking that we love here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So, yeah, big holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys are getting out there. I know that a lot of people are having guests over. Mm-hmm. Are you hosting Easter at your house or you guys – No,
everybody in my family works.
Oh, nice.
So Thursday night was church for us.
Okay.
And Easter celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys do an Easter egg hunt?
Personal at home, but not at the nursery.
You personally do one yourself.
Not at the nursery.
You by yourself personally are out there
doing it. With my children.
Oh, gotcha. You hide the eggs.
Even the teenage children do the Easter egg hunt.
I get eggs and the boulder, you know, covering the tomb.
Uh-huh.
I get that. Because, you know, that's what it's supposed to symbolize.
Yeah.
But what's the rabbit come in?
I don't know. And we just watched Guardians of the Galaxy. Oops, I cleaned the roses. Sorry, my hand is bleeding. Guardians of the Galaxy. And I asked my daughter that. I was like, why do we do Easter eggs and a bunny?
Yeah, what's the bunny rolling in there? Anyway, bunnies are definitely a pest when it comes to gardening. I mean, they're cute, but they love eating roses. So,
they do.
Anyway. You see that Easter bunny out there, you try to scare it away. That's all I got to say. You know, I don't know what got those eggs, but bunnies don't lay eggs. I don't know if you guys knew that. It's not something they do. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. After this quick break, we are going to explore some of the most common weeds and kind of chat through what we know about them and what they mean and then kind of what the next step is to not just get rid of them short term, but maybe forever.
And just understand why they're there.
Absolutely. Okay, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
It was the first time we'd had a major remodel.
Trifection transforms homes, going beyond a remodel. Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts.
When you walk in, you have no idea that it was originally built in 1982.
Get a like-new home feel from the house you have.
It looks modern and up-to-date.
Trifection's form, function, fit approach gets you the kitchen, bath, or home makeover you really want.
They may be a little more expensive than someone's, but you're getting exactly what Jeff is telling you.
Call 281-KITCHEN, 281-KITCHEN. Kitchen.
I would use no one else, ever.
Online at trifection.net.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Nature's Way Resources. For quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
And we're back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have a great word here from our awesome buddy, Diane, up at Warren Southern. Diane, you got some conversation for us?
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Diane at Warren Southern Gardens. And this weekend, we're celebrating Easter and Earth Day. Come help us celebrate at Warren's this weekend. We're going to be planting seeds for the future. We'll be inviting children to plant seeds for butterfly nectar gardens. We're also going to be having savings on earth-friendly products for your lawn and garden. We'll be doing some other earth-friendly demonstrations and some things with the kids. On Easter, we're going to be open from 10 to 3, so come on out if you need some last-minute items to beautify your home for the Easter weekend. We just got some beautiful tropicals in, so we're kind of going to have a tropical Easter weekend. We've got lots of mandevilla. We have beautiful gardenias. We just got in some tree-form ixora and hibiscus. So we're very excited to get Easter weekend started. Earth Day is on Monday. And so do something good for the environment. Start a family tradition and join us at Warren's. We're located on 1675 North Park Drive in Kingwood. Check us out on the web. You can visit us on Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Diane. Great job. And really, it sounds like it's going to be a fun weekend up at Warren's.
I know. I might need to go.
Well, you have your own eggs to hide, you know.
Right.
If that bunny would do it for you, that'd be nice. Okay. So here we are, Easter weekend. We forgot a holiday, air quotes, holiday, one of those like eye roll days that people call a holiday. You know, today's date, 420.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me think, you know, plant-related holidays. There's, you know, really so many plants are involved in a holiday.
Every holiday.
Yeah. It's like except 4th of July.
Well, you can plant plants for 4th, red, white, and blue plants.
Yeah, I guess like barley and hops are related to that holiday.
Yeah.
You know, rye.
So, yeah.
Rye, you know. So, yeah, I mean, just pumpkins for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Arbor Day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas.
Yes. Poinsettias and Christmas trees.
Yeah, trees. That's really
Christmas
interesting.
Christmas cactus, yeah.
Yo, Christmas cactus. Yeah, no, that's something.
You're onto something.
I think we're onto something here. All right. So, anyway, that'll be the name of our book, Plant Holidays. Yay. No, just kidding. So, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe your greatest plant holiday story. No, I'm just kidding. But do remember, later in the show, we're giving away that birthday cash. We got a winner, and we're going to announce it. So it's all very exciting. Oh, we're going to draw the winner. Okay, we're going to draw the winner and then announce it. It's going to be very exciting later on. Sherry's here, so we have a knowledge specialist when it comes to a lot of different stuff, especially plant health and fixing plants, you know, mm-hmm. getting them healthy again. So give us a call. You can talk to her. You know, I can help out. 713-572-4610. Okay, weeds.
Okay, weeds. My favorite subject.
So do you feel proficient enough for me to just be like, boom, this weed?
Yes and no. I mean, not all weeds.
I will say
are
that
doing something. Some are just opportunistic,
and
some just get in there for the fun of it.
And some grow in the actual soil setting you're trying to attain.
Yeah,
like horse herb.
Mm-hmm.
That little bit of yellow flower, cool little ground cover. You know, spearhead sort of shaped leaves, dark green, low growing. That's a native. That's a ground cover. But it mm-hmm. loves pretty much the exact same soil setup
right.
that your lawn loves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those. It doesn't, you know, tells you, oh, you're...
Typically doesn't compete well with St.
No,
Augustine.
Especially if you mow St. Augustine at the right height.
Because my favorite saying is, St. Augustine is the biggest weed we grow. Yeah.
We said it together. That's
yeah,
great.
Right?
So, oh, yeah, that's a really good point.
It really is.
No,
I mean,
right.
if you're saying Augustine's happy, there's very few weeds that'll compete well with it.
The only time I've seen that not really ring 100% true is when people don't cut it the right height. They cut it too low.
Yeah. But that's a stress, right?
And well, I mean, make it not it's happy. Just it's an opportunity created mm-hmm. for the – like if there's a plant that thrives at 2 inches or an inch and a half, but St. Augustine really is at its best at 3.5
mm-hmm.
and you're keeping it way low, you are by cultural practice giving that weed – the opportunity to give it. Yeah. So you're giving the advantage to the plant you don't want to grow.
Sure.
So cultural practices. Okay. Enlighten me. Give me some.
Okay. Well, let's
I guess
talk
we're
about...
celebrating 420 by talking about weeds.
Right.
You know, just not the
How
kind.
How appropriate.
Not the kind. I mean, none of those people are awake anyway, but not the kind that I'm.
You'd be surprised.
I am surprised very, very often. But so no judgment, those people. That was the wrong thing to say. Everybody's accepted and loved in the gardening world. This
Especially
is a very
those
plant-focused
people.
Holiday.
Right. So let's talk about clover.
Okay, clover.
Because clover is very apparent right now.
Yeah, ubiquitous
everybody,
even.
Yes, everybody sees it because it's up and it's blooming.
Moundy.
Yes. So what does clover do for the soil, or what is it indicating?
It is indicating that bees want to fly there.
That too, yes. Great pollinator plant, right?
Okay, yeah.
But if I saw it in a yard, I wouldn't freak out. I would be like, oh, wow, that's awesome, because that weed is actually has nitrogen-fixing bacteria. Right,
right.
So it's telling you we need to get on a more aggressive organic feeding schedule.
Yeah.
And you can let it do its job, too, without killing it. It will
sure.
die when we stay over 85 anyways. I mean, it's grown. It's blooming. That's why we see it. And it will die out.
So what it's indicating is a dearth, a lack of plant-available nitrogen.
Plant-available nitrogen.
Yeah.
That's why I say slow-release organic, high-quality
no, sure.
nitrogen.
So I do know in an agricultural setting, clover, if there's an organic space, clover is fine for cattle to eat.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not organic, then it's actually dangerous mm-hmm. because all the nitrogen's up in the leaves.
Right.
Because there could be too much in the soil, and it, like other plants, get kind of overkill.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much. So that's a really great point. So really, the way to overcome it, and I don't know if you get much clover in your lawn.
I don't get any in
yeah,
my lawn.
Yeah, me either. And I think it's because you once you have that healthy, available, bacterial-based nitrogen,
mm-hmm.
you really don't. You don't have
right.
the need doesn't arrive for nitrogen to be fixed in your soil.
Right.
So interesting kind of strategy would be just to kind of begin the season early with an organic or non-salt based
right.
nitrogen rich fertilizer.
Yeah, and maybe just kind of pick it up a little bit this year.
Right.
If clover was in your yard, because that's
yeah.
just the earth trying to fix a problem there.
There you go. That's a great one. I mean, and that really is what all the weeds are doing is
mm-hmm.
the earth is trying to fix a problem. And the problems and sometimes – or some weeds we're seeing a lot more of,
mm-hmm.
the problem's compaction.
Yeah. So we'll see a lot of your aerating weeds.
Right, which we'll explore those here in a little bit.
Okay.
We're up against a break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Sherry Hira. I'm Danny. And give us a call, 713-572-4610, and we'll be right back.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It really is going to be a gorgeous weekend out there, and I would consider this one of the perfect weekends for spring yard cleanup, mostly because if you got family coming in, or if you're going to someone's house, it's great to go over there for Easter and then come back, and boom, your space looks great. Well, life can be a ton easier if you have excellent tools. And for me, the best way to get excellent tools, especially some bigger hand tools like string trimmers, line trimmers, blowers, so and leaf blowers, things like that. A good leaf blower can make such a huge difference when it comes to managing weeds, actually, kind of a forgotten element. And hedge trimmers, steel to me is the best way to go. So steel tools are, they're powerful, they're long lasting, they're very high quality. So it's all the things you want in a tool that's going to last you a long time. They have them. Steel tools are the best. And the best place to get them is Lansdowne Moody, Houston's outdoor power equipment and specialist. Lansdowne Moody's a great place to buy tools. They know steel products inside and out. And you never want to buy a box, right? You never want to just get that box and all of a sudden you've got to assemble it. You got to figure out how to put what, where, you know, you wind up with an extra bolt and you're like, oh no. Well, Lansdowne Moody assembles it for you. They don't just assemble it though. They are wonderful at service. So service and adjustment. So you're dealing with your hedge trimmer, string trimmer. It's not starting. It's spinning too fast. I don't know what could be happening, but they do. That's what's so cool about it. At Lansdowne Moody, they believe so much in steel quality. It's the only handheld products they sell. They won't have some of the other ones you could see at Big Box Boards because for them, for Lansdowne Moody, none of those tools are as good as steel, and there's no reason for them to carry them. I remember the first time I have a pretty big backyard, and I was weed whacking it. You know, line trimming is the professional word for that. But it was a lot, and I went from kind of a run-of-the-mill, big-box store weed whacker that took me like 45 minutes to weed whack my whole space to a steel line trimmer because I use them professionally. And it was, man, it was like 15 minutes. It was easy. It was quick. And then once you get them serviced, it works so much better. It's like getting a new. So really, you know, definitely strongly encourage steel tools professionally and personally. I'm a big fan. And good news, Steel Dealer Day is happening right now with spring savings and big rebates. So steel, awesome tools. Lansdowne Moody, awesome place to get them. Find a location of Lansdowne Moody near you. There's one at East Freeway before 610 East, Webster, Conroe, Splendora, Hockley, and Bellway 8 just southeast of 59. You can see all their cool stuff. They got a lot of cool tools at lmtractor.com. Don't forget, Lansdowne, steel, great stuff. Speaking of great stuff, we're here, Home Show Garden Proing on Sports Radio 610. Me, Sherry.
I'm here.
See, told y'all. we're live. We're live this great day, this holiday day. Four holidays in one, all packed together. Earth Day, Easter, the date.
420.
Okay, 420. And, you know, and all the other kind of Easter-related holidays. So it's the end of Lent, which is worth celebrating. So if you gave up gardening for Lent, you know, you're back in.
Right.
You're back
Could
in.
Could you imagine?
I can't imagine. No. It would be bad for me.
That
and
would
I don't
be
think
bad
of
for
Lent
me.
As doing something that's bad for me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, it's more like neutral things. Anyway, this isn't a home show Lent pros, although we should think about. No, we're here answering your gardening questions. That's our goal. And we're going to just start doing that as soon as we can, which is right now. So 713-572-4610. Doris, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hi, Doris.
Well, question. Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I have a question about the clover. I planted it. Cows, and it's making you're making it so it's a weed. I love it. It's beautiful. Everything is dead, and the clover is beautiful green. And
well, unfortunately, Doris, you're really breaking in and out. But it sounds like you planted it for cows, but it's spreading very, very quickly in the space.
But I love it.
But you love it, okay? So you're at this like maybe you'd like a little bit less of it.
No,
I
want more.
Oh,
I want more. I have plenty of room for it, but y'all are making it sound like it's a weed.
No,
only in your St. Augustine grass. I mean, that's what most people deal with is oh my gosh, I have this weed in my St. Augustine grass, and it's clover. And then once you educate them on what the clover does, you know, if I had fields and acreage, I would let it go crazy. But most people don't want to see clumps of it in their grass.
Okay.
And when it comes down
to
it, we don't want people to get rid of it. We want people to understand it.
Yeah.
Because if they understand it, they know that the problem they're having is letting it grow. So, and there are a bunch of different varieties of clover too, Doris. And so
I
maybe
have the crimson.
Well, maybe even getting a couple other varieties is a way to go too.
And we sell crimson clover seeds for the fall. Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely. So no, we are pro clover.
Okay, me too. Good.
Okay, good.
Pro I love clover. That.
You guys can start a girl band. That'll be great.
Pro
clover. Yeah, that's really great. Thanks for the call, Doris.
You're welcome.
713-572-4610. We're here talking how to deal with weeds on 420, how to understand them, get rid of them in your lawn. Maybe you're done with it. But yeah, we're also answering any gardening question you got. We want to hear what's on your mind. Is it lawn success? Is it tree success? We're here. You got knowledge experts here. Sherry's here. So we're taking your calls. Ryan, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter
well.
To you.
But my question today is, I've just recently bought a property and it has no trees on it other than a few tallow trees, which I will be getting rid of.
Good.
But I will be replacing with live oak trees, as well as some fruit trees and other stuff. So I'm considering a 6-inch tree. And I know you wouldn't typically recommend this, but my local farm has a 1-year warranty on all of their trees, including the 6-inch. They've got the truck, you know, the machinery capable of doing the dig and everything and planting it all at once, so I don't have to do any of that. So my question is, to help out, what do I need to put, I guess, down with the roots and everything whenever I plant it? How high do I need to mulch, all that kind of stuff?
Well, Danny, I'm going to let you take this one because you probably have dealt with installation of large trees. I typically deal with the largest, a 30-gallon.
Sure.
I mean, I know what I would do, but on a large-scale project like this, what would you recommend him doing?
Yeah, Ryan, I actually, because it sounds like they're going to plant it, that these are in-ground-grown trees.
Yeah.
And so the limitations you would have with a larger tree like that, a larger caliper, in a bucket is suppressed roots, right? But you're going to be dealing with that issue, right? You're going straight from ground to ground. So, man, no, that's the way to do it. If you want a bigger tree, in-ground grown from a nursery that can handle that, to have them planted is a great way to do it. As far as what to do for success-wise, what they're going to come in with their cone. They're going to make a very clean hole with their kind of tree digger, kind of a tree spade. Make that clean hole, and if you can just spray in something like MycoGrow or a fungal inoculant, to me that's really the big thing that you do. And you know, there's like mycorrhizal fungi in solid packets. You can buy them a lot of different places. So you're looking for something that's a mycorrhizal pack, more than 8 strands of fungi. So
gotcha.
That's okay. All you got to put in the hole. So putting a bunch of other stuff in their hole is not really going to help all that much because they want to clean in and out. As far as how deep the mulch is, they're probably going to mulch that first go, right?
Okay. I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to them about that yet, but I'm assuming maybe.
Okay. I would think so, with a year guarantee they would provide that, yeah.
So if they're not, I would suggest using compost as a mulch, a kind of a coarsely ground compost as that mulch that first year. If not, after their mulch is gone, using compost, the second round of mulch as the top. And that'll really do a lot. That'll kick roots into growth. You'll have a lot more success doing compost as a mulch. But that tree spade planting is usually a pretty successful, pretty clean way to go if you can make sure that the roots, you know, reestablish themselves, which that there's almost no disturbance in that method. So I think it's a great way to go, man. I think you found a success, a good way to get big trees pretty quick.
Okay, one more quick question. How do y'all feel about rubber mulch for like flower beds and stuff?
Absolutely not. Never.
But it's so low maintenance that it stays color.
What's the purpose of the mulch?
To look pretty?
No.
That's the plants. That's what the plants are doing.
Yeah. So the purpose of the mulch is to break down and turn into compost, and it's recreating the forest floor. And when you put the rubber mulch down, that stops.
Okay. Well, I kind of already knew that, you know, but I wanted to ask anyway.
Okay.
A great alternative that does last a long time and has pretty color is pine straw.
Yeah.
It's something to do that's okay. Got.
And I think once your soil's built, pine straw is a great way to go.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hey, well, thanks so much for the call, Ryan. 713-572-4610. You know, hey,
look at this. Caller's
we're
testing
answering
us.
Calls. Yeah. Well, I have a question for you. They already knew the answer. Hey, nice. Thanks, Ryan. We like that. Keep us on our toes. Keep us on our toes. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. Again, Sherry and I are here answering your gardening questions. So we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610 right after this quick break.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, both in Richmond, where beauty and tranquility are waiting. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years.
plants for all seasons. Come and get your green on.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
All right. Well, it's Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. A lot of the solutions that we're going to have to weeds, that we're going to have to tree health problems, or what to do in your new tree, what do you do when you get a new tree, are going to be soil focused. So if you can improve the root zone of your plants, the root zone of your tree, your lawn, your veggies, you're going to have more success. You're going to have a healthier plant community, and that's going to reduce the amount of weeds you've got for a couple reasons that Cher explored later. But I really want to recommend year-round organic lawn solutions, because what they do is they focus on the soil under your lawn. And if you think about that, most homes, that's the vast majority of your soil space. And if you're pushing it backwards through poor practices, you're hurting the majority of your soil space. So year-round pushes it forward. They improve the soil under your lawn, which is really going to make your shrubs, your trees happier. What they do, core aeration, they kind of take out these plugs and leave some open space of just clear access to soil. They apply fertilizer, good fertilizer that builds the soil up. They do a compost top dressing, which is a huge deal. Gets humic acid, gets microbes, gets a ton of nutrients out on the lawn, and that will settle down on the soil floor. And what will happen is more aeration will happen, because the microbes already in the soil will come to eat the ones that just got applied, and then earthworms will show up to eat all those. So you have all these micro aeration going on. But the cool thing about year-round is they're not done with you then. They do monthly treatment for problem-solving areas. So they show up and provide success. They make sure they nurture you through the process and make sure your lawn's doing great. So, I mean, they invite you to take a look at your lawn. Is it everything you want to be? Do you see some big weed patches? Do you see brown spots? Have you seen, fungal circles last summer? Do you have problems that you don't want to have anymore? Year-round really can help you. They provide comprehensive lawn care for sustainable results. They can cover up problem areas. They can help get rid of pests. It is safe for your pets, safe for your plants, great for your plants, safe for your kids. Potentially, so you're talking about getting a lusher, greener lawn, learning how to take care of cultural practices, learning great watering, but also using a ton less water. So lowering your water bills while getting a better looking lawn, shrubs, and flowers. So really great company, really great owner. Cliff's a great guy. Totally, you should go to their website just to see what they do, see their success stories, really compelling information they've got there. That's yearroundhouston.com. Cherry Hera.
Yes, sir.
Cherry Hera, here with me this holiday weekend. The holidays are stacked up. So are our callers. So we're going to keep on answering their questions. It's Easter's tomorrow. Earth Day's coming up soon. Good Friday was yesterday. Today's, 420. We're going to answer a lot of questions on weeds. We're going to call it Weed Day. Answer questions on weeds. That's what we're doing. Obviously, in my mind, Easter's a bigger holiday. Just want to say that aloud.
Yes.
No, don't judge me. But here we go. Max, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I don't have a weed question. I have a tree question.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
I have a pin oak in my front yard. It's about 20, 25 feet tall. And for the last couple of years, I've taken a trash bag and put it on the top and then put mulch on top of it. And now I have to keep putting the mulch on there, and it's made it taller than the other tree. And I want to take the mulch out, but when I pull the bags up off of the around the tree, I've discovered I got a whole lot of, small roots, and I want to get rid of them. I want to know if I can take the axe and just chop them up.
Okay. So what's the story with the plastic bag?
Well, someone told me to put those plastic bags on it, and I wouldn't have to worry about the little foliage growing up around the tree.
Oh, your sucker growth. Okay.
Solarization.
Sucker growth. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's remove the plastic bags. And
okay.
I think your little roots that are coming up are probably looking for oxygen, my best guess. And you want your mulch to break down over time. And so if you're just piling it on top of that plastic, there's nowhere for it to go. And we want our mulch to break down over time. And you do not want to be cutting any big roots. Little tissuey roots. If you need to break them up, no big deal. But we need to remove the plastic. Put a good compost mulch down, or just use compost, and it's supposed to break down over time.
Okay, now when we talk about roots, I'm talking about the roots about the size of my the size of my finger. Can I just take the axe, a hatchet, and cut those?
I've cut some roots, but more in the fall. I would not do it during active growth time.
Oh, okay.
And you don't want to cut a bunch of those. And are they coming? Does it look like they're above the soil level?
No, they're not above the soil. They would be above the soil level if I just took all the mulch and the plastic from around it, yes.
Okay. I would just put compost on top of them.
Okay. And then wait till the fall to cut them, you say?
Yeah, but just do very sparing. Don't cut a bunch of those roots.
Okay.
So, I'm going to just jump in. Max, I don't think it's wholly necessary to cut the roots.
Yeah.
When you solarize, what you do is you kind of pull oxygen out of the soil. So people do that for weeds. So you were doing it to your tree, right? It just takes longer on trees because they have more roots. So those roots are all coming up to get oxygen. I would definitely let them get oxygen, let them breathe. That's their goal. And so, you know, be very wary, maybe not oxygen, maybe other gases, but be very wary of suffocating the soil system around your tree. You know, a little bit of that bag you're talking about can knock out suckers. But yeah, I would use your hatchet on the suckers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would use your hatchet on. Let the roots be the roots. Keep them covered with mulch. Mulch feeds the soil. If you can kind of add more aeration to the soil, those roots will go down lower. And that's the ideal. You can actually train those roots to go a little bit lower down.
And you have less suckers when you have a healthy tree.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, how do I train the roots to go down?
By applying good compost on a regular basis and or good mulch. Yeah.
Okay.
By building up the soil, microbiology is the best way to do that. Doing solarization is a sustainable way to reduce plant populations in a space. But if the only plant that was in population was the tree, well, you know. So I would just get a heavy layer of mulch down, let it do its thing. When it goes away, do it again. And, you know, mulch feeds the roots. That's what it does. It feeds that root system. So I think that's your best bet. I'm just echoing Sherry, but
yeah.
Yeah, the solarization is a great way to kill plants. It's a great way to kill plants. But you're not in a space where you want to kill that many plants.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Max. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're taking your calls, answering your questions on this super fun live holiday weekend. And we're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
This is a hammer. Handy with a nail, but not so much with windows, electronics, or plumbing. Repiping is like that. It's handy, but it's just one tool. Then there's TDT E-Pipe In-Place Pipe Restoration. TDT restores the pipes you have, making them better than new without the mess and inconvenience of repiping. So why do other companies push repiping? Maybe it's their one tool. And when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. TDT E-Pipe Restoration. Faster, cleaner, better. Guaranteed. TDTEPipe.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning. This is Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons with Danny Milliken.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. So right now we're having a lot of issues with snails and slugs. On a daily basis,
rascals.
I have people coming in with little holes in their leaves. And they have pets and kids and birds. So they always want something safe. So I take them right to the Sluggo. I have no problem. It's by Monterey. It's an iron phosphate product. It's a fabulous product, and it's safe. And it's safe enough to use in your vegetable garden.
Yeah, that is. Those are some of the kickers about it. Is that not only does it work really great to reduce the snail and slug problem or eliminate it, but it's not gonna be dangerous for anybody.
Right.
I'm a big fan of it because it lasts a while, and so it can safeguard my veggie beds or my hosta beds or whatever flower beds I've got for a while.
Because it's rain tough.
Because it's rain tough. Mm-hmm. And really, I think underrated, it's humidity tough.
Yeah.
So like even like people are like, why not just use table salt? Well, table salt becomes unviable in like an hour in our humidity.
Right. And so we don't need to add any more salt to our gardens.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, salts are salts, but the way you apply it is you put it down in the evening because your snails and slugs come out at night, and you just get out there. It is listed for organic use. Like Sherry said, it's safe for your pets and family and wild animals you want to maybe be tending. So look for Sluggo, Sluggo Plus, and other great Monterey Lawn and Garden products at our Garden Pro Nurseries or other stores. But really, our Garden Pro Nurseries. Yes. Sluggo, they do an awesome job. Monterey has a great line of products that do a lot of solutions. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're all about, is finding solutions for our lawn needs. So check them out when you get a chance. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry, Hera, and I trying to answer your gardening questions, getting through it, doing it on this live day. We just got on celebrating our birthday party, and we'll announce the $1,000 birthday cash later in the show. So stick with us and, you know, hear that good news.
Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, maybe it'll be you.
Or somebody from my store.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be great.
Maybe. okay, but we're going to go ahead and answer some questions. Bruce, you were on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I have a zoysia lawn.
Nice.
And I've lived there with that lawn for like 21 years, and I've never composted it until last December when I took some double-sifted compost from the Ground Up organization over on the West Park Toll Road, and I put it on there. Now, do I need to keep doing that, like maybe once a quarter for a while, maybe two or three quarters, something like that?
I would say if you could commit to doing it once a year for 2 to 3 years, that will really build your soil structure. But okay. I don't think you need to do it every quarter unless you have problematic areas.
Okay. All right. So,
do you have problematic areas, Bruce?
I don't think so. I have these two live oaks in the front yard by deed restriction, and like one tree, like the trunk has never grown in circumference at all the whole 20 years that thing's been there.
Wow.
And I don't know why, but it pulls up, it produces acorns once in a while, and it produces green leaves all the time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why that thing just does not expand. I don't know if maybe the builders put some trash down there in the soil in the yard when they were building, and they just kind of covered it over, and so maybe these roots can't expand properly. I don't know what to think.
How does the overall health of the tree look?
Pretty good, but there are some little bitty dead branches up at the top that I can't quite get to with my little pole saw. And then I noticed also over the last maybe 3 years, like the squirrels get up there every morning just around daybreak, and they chew off some of these little branches, and they let them drop to the yard.
Yeah.
They just keep doing that every morning. I don't know why they do that.
The squirrels will do that to get some kind of carbohydrate out of the branching. But,
the roots.
Yeah, but, you know, Danny and I probably agree on this. As far as the roots go, they're probably root-bound for whatever reason. It never really got out of its
spiral.
Yeah.
Pot shape.
The death spiral.
Right.
So, yeah, but, I mean, it's an older tree. I mean, Danny, what would you recommend he do?
I mean, I sometimes, like you mentioned, when the builder's planting it, they're trying to get it in, get it done, get on with their life. And really, when we plant oak trees or bigger growing trees, we want to root prune them. We want to make sure that their roots aren't making a spiral shape, because that's the way they'll keep growing, right? And so there's really not a lot that you can do other than encourage root growth.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll do a little bit of like getting out of that spiral. And to me, a great thing to put on there is humic acid is kind of A. And then there's a little product you use only a tiny bit of called Super Thrive. And it can do a good job of kind of kicking it into a new growth period. And maybe you can break that root cyclone situation that's going on.
Okay, so what was the first thing you said? Humic acid?
Yep. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for you. I took some decorative stones, like, you know, out of the river, like the little brown stones you can buy, like at Lowe's and stuff like that, and I put it down there at the base of the around the trunk of the tree, you know, in a around the whole trunk on both trees, and then I put like a little piece of the flat rock around that between the grass and the little river rocks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Am I cutting off too much water from getting down there to the trunk of the tree? Is there like a taproot down there?
Oh, so you did like a mulch with rock?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
for decorative purposes.
But water can percolate past the...
Yeah, that's a permeable layer. Your issue is more a nutrient question. You know, are your trees getting the nutrients they need? I would assume no. Mulch's main deal is not a decorative issue. That is a side benefit of mulch. But feeding the root system, feeding that life that lives in the rhizosphere is its main goal. And so that's why we're always going to be, air quotes, preaching, you know, this Good Friday, Easter weekend, that mulch is the best thing you can do, and that it will go away and you will need to replace it, because it's not it's not solely decorative. So super seaweed, liquid amendments are a great thing to do on a permeable surface like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have some favorite kind of liquid amendments to recommend?
Well, the new one by MicroLife, it's the soil and plant health.
Okay.
It's humic acid and molasses mixed together.
Yeah.
I put it around my tree. My tree's not suffering. I just like to baby tree. But yeah, it stimulates a lot of microbial activity around that root system.
But so, Bruce, I might get your trees on a every other month during the warm season liquid food kind of approach.
Okay. Should I take away those rocks down there at the base of the tree?
No, I mean, if they're looking good and you can do it in a liquid approach,
yeah,
I would just leave them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Bruce. Be like Bruce, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Do-it-yourself painting seems easy to you. Head to the store. Pick a color. Buy paint, brushes, rollers, drop cloths, mix paint, borrow ladder, back to store, forgot a roller pen, tape, and turpentine. Or you could call Tom Tynan's Painting Home Show Pro, Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's pros even fix spots that need fixing, leaving you time to take it easy. Running errands, cheering on kids, school sports, school plays and projects, dentists and doctors. At least Rudy's makes one thing easier. Rudy'sQualityPainting.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. MicroLife all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Okay, 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros, we're here.
We are here.
Sherry Hara right here.
For just a little longer.
Of Plants for All Seasons. So, you know, got a lot of questions answered. Always love that. Stack up the questions like we've stacked up the holidays. But what are some of these aerating? So we got on our kind of focus for a part of this conversation has been what do weeds tell us?
Mm-hmm.
And we've had, you know, we're still dealing with a lot of Harvey compaction.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't really gotten past that yet. Some people have, which is great. I'll raise my hand there. But I was very proactive, right?
Yes.
It was not an accident. I do think my soil was probably a little bit more resilient, but by kind of compost top dressing, tending to my plants that really took a hit, I did kind of renew my vegetables that had dropped a couple of inches from that beds. But compaction, there are some weeds that kind of really indicate compaction.
Yeah, so dandelions do indicate compaction. Like your weeds that – and wild carrot too.
Mm.
We're seeing a lot of wild carrot this
year.
Don't
eat that, by the way.
No. Leave it there and let it do its job.
Yeah.
So things that form a taproot.
Gotcha.
Because when they die, that airspace where that taproot was has now aerated your soil.
Well, I imagine the taproot too is carbon rich.
Mm-hmm. And it's pulling up you know, different nutrients from way down in the soil. Cool.
Okay,
well.
So it pulls up nutrients, it gets carbon in it, and then it gets eaten.
Yeah.
By the microbes.
Uh-huh.
So all that nutrients and carbon then gets spread around that area.
Yep.
And all the action that then's happening creates a little more tilth, a little more aeration.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's great. That's great. So if we see those plants, mm-hmm. A, let them do their job.
Yeah.
B, what's another thing we can do to kind of overcome the compaction that they're teaching us about?
Compost top dress.
Okay.
Mechanical aeration.
Okay.
Adding humates, adding carbon back to the soil.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So really those... That's the game plan. So if you're mm-hmm. seeing dandelion or sow thistle, mm-hmm. the big yellow one with the pokey leaves.
Yes.
Or wild carrot, which is very frilly. It's going to have a kind of white umbrella-shaped flower at the top.
Yeah, if you don't mow very often.
Yeah, if you don't mow. if not, it's going to be a compact, frilly-leaf plant. That's telling you that you're dealing with compaction.
Yes.
And along the same lines, you're probably seeing some dieback on your grass. Mm-hmm. It's not growing up. It's
yeah, I mean, these if you have beautiful stand of grass and it's not stressed out because of compaction, you typically don't get these weeds. So
right.
If you see them Absolutely. Coming in, you can go, oh, I can run to the store and get something to kill them. But you haven't fixed the problem.
And you could potentially make your compaction worse.
Yeah.
Thusly guaranteeing that you're going to have equally bad or worse weed situation next
Absolutely.
Year.
Because yeah. Mother Nature will put those weeds back there to fix the problem.
To fix the problem. Their symptoms.
To talk about insanity.
Of it.
Repeating the same thing. Expecting a different result.
Oh, see, I thought that was perseverance.
No.
Oh, well, there goes my whole worldview. All right. Well, here we are, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back after a quick word from some of our favorite people.
Your house, your castle. But pollen, mold, and mildew have it looking like a dingy old cave. Make one call. Clean and Green Solutions. Dirty siding, stained driveway, patio, or deck. Let the certified Home Show Pros clean your home's exterior until it sparkles. Insured, fully trained, using the safest products available, Clean and Green Solutions will protect your investment. Houston's better soft wash and pressure washing company, cleanandgreensolutions.com. Swarming colonies starving for wood, silently climbing into homes, crawling behind walls, causing devastating damage to homes and neighborhoods. Spring in Texas means billions of termites. Stop the swarm. Call Preventive Pest Control for your best solution. Ask about their termite monitoring system, tested and proven to destroy underground termite colonies before they attack your home. Preventive Pest Control wants to protect your family's health and home from pests by giving every Home Show radio listener a free home inspection. PreventivePestHouston.com. That's PreventivePestHouston.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Mary with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out here in Katy, Texas. It's Easter weekend, and you know what that means. It's our annual Easter egg hunt. It starts at 9 o'clock, so come and get in line and have your Easter basket ready. We're going to have 5 eggs that have prizes in them. And after you finish hunting for your eggs, check out the nursery. We've got lots of wonderful plants to brighten up your yard and bring that great spring Easter feeling. As always, we have our wonderful water lilies in stock. We have all sorts of different colors, from pinks to blues to purples, yellows, and peach color that will brighten up your pond. And then for your yard, we've got in beautiful pintas that are going to work for you all through the summer and add that bright color into your lawn. Along with all of our wonderful plants, we've got the best selection of pottery in the Houston area. Shipment after shipment of these wonderful, glazed, beautiful colored pots. And to go along with them, all sorts of garden statuary, from bunnies and ducks to dogs and cats. So come on out to Nelson's today for our annual Easter egg hunt at 9 o'clock, and we'll be closed for Easter Sunday. We're located at 1502 Katy Fort Bend Road, Katy, Texas. Oh, and don't forget, next week is our annual garden gala. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Mary. Great to hear from you, as usual. All right, we are answering questions, but we're running out of time with Sherry, which is always, you know, sad face.
I got to go to work.
Oh, right. Nice. Nice. Okay, Rob, you are on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. What's your question for Sherry?
Yes, Happy New Easter. Yeah, I'm having trouble with my pecan tree. It, you know,
50 years old, but it's losing some dead limbs, you know. But it's not no big limbs, but should I have somebody come look at that?
Well, hey, Ralph, your thing says Rob, but Ralph, what's up, man? All right. Yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah, I would definitely have somebody come, especially since it's a mature tree. And you're not going to be able to get up there and trim them out.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I did that years ago, but yes, it's time again. Oh, my fig trees, do I trim it? It's just getting so big now. It's just with this great wind and weather we've been having, you know. It's, can I trim it or now, or should I just wait?
Yeah, you can go ahead and trim it.
So okay. With figs, the new growth is at the end of the branch. And so by letting a fig get huge means that all the fruit is going to be way far away from where you can pick it. So I would say bring it way down.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, have a good one.
Oh, thank you, Ralph.
Too.
Nice. Yeah, what's a Saturday? Well, Ralph calling in. Love, Ralph.
Yes.
All right, here we are. It's Easter. It's Earth Day. It's Weed Day, so we're talking weeds. We're talking weeds all day. The solution, the problem they indicate. Any last kind of tidbit, things we can go with before you take off on a weed that really tells us something?
Well, dollar weed.
Okay.
That is going to be a big problem this year. One, for the soil compaction, and two, for the moisture level.
Gotcha.
So if you can cut back the amount you're watering, because a lot of times when I see that in somebody's yard, they're just overwatering. We've had enough rain.
Virginia buttonweed.
Virginia buttonweed, yeah. Yes, we're seeing that too. So a lot of your indicators of too much water, Virginia buttonweed, dollar weed, nut sedge. I have a little patch when we have a lot of rain, it flares up. And I don't do anything to it, it will go away if I am not overwatering.
Sure, well, so that's a great bit of advice. I mean, gets back to soil health and cultural practices.
Yes.
You know, if our practices are really geared towards kind of ranching our soil, improving the soil life, kind of at all steps, you know, the soil doesn't want to be sopping wet all the time.
No.
We end up being able to take care of our space that much better,
have
the plant success with the plants we want. So. Yeah.
You know, and visit your home show, Garden Pros. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, a lot of people are used to the box store mentality of the people don't really know what is happening in our industry or in horticulture. And that's what we do. So get eyes on it. Get weeds identified. Talk to people about what you can do long term to fix the problem. But that's, you know, that's what we do. We educate.
Absolutely. That's a really great thought. Well, thanks for being on here. Always love having you, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
See you in a few weeks.
Awesome. Well, get on out to Plants for All Seasons. Beautiful spot, great people, super great knowledge. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll be back in a jiff.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9. Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.